Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation and technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at chumbacasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
We've got to kick things off with the NBA. It's game three tonight here on a Monday. And right here on the Early Edge, we've got the stars of the show to break all things down at New York Knicks, San Antonio Spurs. We got Mikey B. We got Larry Hartstein. We probably got Adam Thompson joining us later. Mikey B, I mean, the Spurs had two home games. And if you had told me they would have lost both, I would have said, you don't know ball. Here we are in game three. Knicks hosting. We're going to talk about a side first. Now, this was 2.5 at BetMGM. It's now 1.5. Knicks only favored by 1.5 at home here. Your thoughts?
I liked it at 2.5. I really like it at 1.5. I mean, nothing just seems to faze the Knicks. They came down back from that double-digit deficit in game one. Then on the road, game two, that very physical game, they gutted out another tough road victory here. Now they get to go home. I think they'll get more favorable calls in terms of fouls. The Knicks just seem like the more composed, resilient team right now. So I like them to cover this small number.
I don't disagree with anything you said, Mikey, about more composed, more experienced, more veteran team. But with under 3 minutes to go in each of the first two games, both of those were there for the taking. The Spurs didn't get any. They didn't play a composed ball down the stretch. Wembanyama with an incomprehensible turnover that he's still kicking himself over. And I just think this team that won at Game 7 in Oklahoma City might be a little even more comfortable on the road because the pressure's off. They're not the favorites anymore. They're a big underdog in this series. They can kind of play a little bit looser. The whole world is against them. We know how raucous it's going to be at MSG. But I think this is a spot, and the money is reflecting it, Sia, that likes the Spurs.
Yeah, we've got Adam ATM Thompson joining the show right now. And Adam, you've got to break the tie here. I don't know if you heard the first two takes. We had one for the Spurs. We had one for the Knicks. And Larry's right. Some of this sharp money apparently coming in on the San Antonio Spurs is this line, at least for now, has declined from 2.5 to 1.5. Adam, break the tie.
Yeah, I mean, you know, pound for pound, talent for talent, you know, these teams are equal and the Spurs can certainly hang. I like the Knicks in the first two games and I'm not going to change now. You know, I think they have that killer instinct. We saw it in this series. We saw it in the previous series too. They went up 2-0 and then went up 3-0 and then went up 4-0 to advance. They're well coached. They're focused. They haven't lost a game in a month and a half. And, you know, as great as the Spurs are, you know, keep in mind, this is still the youngest team to make the NBA Finals in 50 years. So now we go to Madison Square Garden, the mecca of hoops. It's going to be the first NBA Finals game in New York in 26 years. That's a lot of pressure for this young team. I think that, you know, the Spurs, they're going to win titles over the next 10 years. I'm pretty confident in that. But offensively and defensively, you know, I think the Knicks were tangibly better at home on the season. And it's just a tough matchup, and we're laying just 1.5. You know, I'm on New York one more time.
Yeah, they haven't lost since April 23rd, Adam Thompson, which is just staggering that the last time they lost was to the Atlanta Hawks, which feels like it was last year. Let's talk about the total here. 216.5. Mikey B, I'll start with you. Lean under or over?
Yeah, I'll lean under. The under has hit both the first two games. These two teams are loaded defensively, and if the officials let them play anywhere near the physicality that they allowed in game two, this could be a very low-scoring game. Neither of these teams hits a ton of three-pointers. That helps with the under two. I don't feel super great about it, but I'll lean under.
Adam, what do you like, over or under?
Yeah, it's definitely a lean on my side, but I'll lean over. You know, I think, you know, the Spurs, you can get scoring from anywhere on the court from these guys. You know, it doesn't have to be Wemby. It doesn't have to be Castle. You know, other guys are doing things. And, you know, for the Knicks, Jalen Brunson, you know, he's out there doing Jalen Brunson things. OG Anunoby, he's scoring. Guys like Landry Shamet are stepping up. He's had 13 points in both games this series. You know, game one and game two, neither one really came close to this total, and the odds makers haven't really fluctuated very much. The line came down 1 point from those games, but, you know, both offenses are definitely capable of more. It's a lean, but I'm going over.
Yeah, two clear unders so far. Nobody's shooting the ball well, at least, you know, in terms of some of the bigger names like Jalen Brunson. But I'm with Adam. I lean over. I think the Spurs' only hope in this series is to speed it up. They are not good when they get bogged down in the half court. They've gotten out on some transition. They haven't been efficient in transition, but I think that's going to be the game plan. Get this up and down as much as possible. Don't let the Knicks grind you down to that half court, and we see this total go over.
Let's talk about a favorite first half or first quarter bet. And I kind of like this because we have diversified the portfolio. We even have a prop in here. But Adam, you like the game total over. You also like the first half over.
Yeah, because I'm leaning over overall. And the first half, you know, by far has been the higher scoring half in this series in both games. And it hasn't been a first quarter thing or a second quarter thing. Both games have been actually completely different. First game, you know, 46 points were scored in the first quarter, 57 in the second quarter. Completely flipped in game two, but, you know, 108 and 103 have been the totals. That's not too far from this total. I think the offenses are going to pick up. Like Larry said, I think San Antonio needs to speed this game up. The Knicks score more at home typically. You know, the Spurs have been pretty even keeled. They're pretty, you know, similar road and home splits. So I don't think it could, you know, scoring wise, it's going to affect them that much. Second half has been lower scoring. So I think both teams need to get hot. I think San Antonio needs to do something different, and speeding it up is going to help. So, yeah, I like the over. 111.5 is a fair number to me.
You go into MSG, the mecca of basketball, with the youngest team in the NBA Finals in 50 years, and you have to rely on your veterans. So I think De'Aaron Fox, the old man at 28 years old, comes out and scores 4 points in the first quarter, over 3.5, sitting there at just minus 115. And we saw him get his stroke back, 8 of 12 from the field in game two, maybe could have shot the ball even a little bit more and might have helped tie this series. So I think De'Aaron Fox gets into the lane, gets those mid-range jumpers, and we cash this first quarter bet.
I'm on the Knicks first half money line at minus 115. We've been talking about how I feel like the Knicks are just the more composed team here. And now they get the home crowd behind them, which I think is going to be electric. Even though the ticket prices are sky high, we've seen even the Knicks celebrity fans can get kind of crazy here. So I really like the Knicks in this home game, and I like them to have the lead at the half.
That'll be a very interesting atmosphere at MSG. No doubt about that. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want the picks for Mikey B., Larry Hartstein, and Adam Thompson when they make them, just go to sportsline.com. And if you're not already a member, go to sportsline.com/join to become a member. And once you're there, get everything Sportsline has to offer, which of course includes the Sportsline Discord at discord.gg/sportsline. We got a channel for every sport, and it's always active over on the Sportsline Discord. Well, we've got a lot more to talk about when it comes to the NBA Finals. Game 3 tonight, we're going to be talking Jalen Brunson, Wemby, Karl-Anthony Towns, and our favorite props for Game 3. That's next on The Early Edge.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
It's time to talk some NBA Finals Game 3 props. We got to talk Victor Wembanyama. We got to talk Jalen Brunson, Karl-Anthony Towns, and our favorite prop overs and our favorite prop unders for Game 3. Let's bring back the stars of the show as we've got Larry Hartstein, Adam Thompson, and Mike Barner to break it all down. And I got to say, when we look at Victor Wembanyama in particular, it's a 26.5-point prop. And he scored. He was very efficient coming into the game. Or I should say exiting the game, 29-9-2 on 11 of 21 shooting. But he didn't hit the last second shot to win the game. So that's why we find the Spurs down 0-2 going into this one. And let's talk about the Wemby over 26.5 points. I tend to lean personally on the over here. I think this is going to be a big Victor Wembanyama game. I think he's going to get the volume. But I'm really more interested in what you guys have to think. Larry Hartstein, kick us off here. 26.5 is the point total.
I'm going to lean the other way. I think it will be a big Wemby game, but more so in terms of defense, in terms of rebounding, and in terms of setting up his teammates. If the Spurs are going to get back in this series, which I think they have a great shot to do at the Garden, it's going to be guys like Champagne, like Vassell, like Fox, like Harper, like Castle, Keldon Johnson even. I mean, where is he? Victor Wembanyama has to get the rest of his guys going. He's attracting a lot of attention. I think we see him, you know, finishing the 25-point range, so I'm going to lean under.
Yeah, I'm Lucia, actually, on this one. I like the over more so. You know, he's scored anywhere between 18 and 42 points against Karl-Anthony Towns over his career. Kind of wide-ranging, but 21 shot attempts is a good number for him, 11 of 21. He was 6 of 21 in the first game, so he figured something out there. And frankly, the Spurs are just better when he scores more. They're 7-1 when he scores over 27 points. in this postseason. And now he has the redemption angle as well. He missed that last shot. He had that obviously crazy, not good pass at the end. So, and he's a young, hungry, driven player. He's going to, he took that personally. I think he's going to come out, angry, motivated, and aggressive on the offensive end.
I'll lean under here. On the road during the regular season, he averaged 23.4 points per game. At home, 26.4. So much better at home than on the road. And on the road here in the playoffs, he scored 22 or fewer points in four of his last five road playoff games. So I'll lean under here for Wemby.
All right, let's talk about Jalen Brunson, a guy who has also been very inefficient. I mean, I mentioned Victor Wembanyama. Game one, inefficient. Game two, pretty efficient. But Jalen Brunson in game two, 7 of 25 shooting. That's not necessarily going to get it done, but he ended up with 25-6. Let's talk about his points, 26.5. Mikey B, lead us off.
Yeah, you talked about the shot attempts. 31 in game one, 25 in game two, 17 total three-pointers attempted in this series. I think we actually see him attempt more free throws tonight. During the regular season, he averaged 6.9 free throw attempts per game at home compared to 4.6 on the road. So he gets a little bit friendlier whistle, really high usage rate, a lot of minutes. I think he goes over.
I agree, Mikey. I think the free throw line will be critical because they let the Spurs get away with some very aggressive defense. I mean, obstructing him on his way to the basket, a lot of hand checking that wasn't called. I think you're going to see a lot more of those whistles. That's going to help him at the free throw line and the rest of the shot volume. I mean, 25 plus shots in two straight games. He's not going to shoot worse than he has so far. So I'm with you. I go over.
Yeah, I think you guys have both nailed it on the head. I mean, he scored 26 in 9 of his last 15 playoff games anyway, and now he's shooting 31 and 25 times. He's going to score some points, and, I think he needs to get his teammates, more assists. He had 2 and 6, which are both below his season average. If he, if he makes his teammates better, he's going to make himself better. He's going to get himself better shots. And I think that happens. This number is right where it's been, and I think he's going to come out and score 30 plus.
Well, while we have a lot of volume for Wembanyama and Brunson, we don't have as much volume, at least when it comes to shooting, with Karl Anthony Towns, and yet he's surpassing his points, or at least he did in game two, with a total of 21 points on 8 of 12 shooting. Adam Thompson, his points line is 18.5. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm a little under on it. I mean, he's at 21 and 18 in these first two games, but like you said, he's not looking for his shots. He's playing like a leader who wants to win games, and he doesn't care if it's him scoring or if it's somebody else. He's averaging just over 10 shots per game in the postseason. His postseason high was 15. That was actually in game one of this series. But, with Wembanyama down there manning the paint, it's always a wild card when it comes to scoring with Karl Anthony Towns. So I lean under on that just because I think he's going to go over on some other things. But points total, with Wemby down there and his, unselfishness, I lean under.
I don't feel great about it, but I'll also lean under because you need a lot of things to go right. You talked about he's got a lower usage rate than the likes of Brunson and Wemby. So asking him to score at least 19 points in not exactly a great matchup. He hasn't been in foul trouble yet, but he very easily could in any one of these games. So a lot of things need to go right for the over to hit, so I'll lean under.
Yeah, now he's down to plus 180 in terms of the MVP. He's arguably been the best player in the series, playing tremendous defense, unselfish basketball, efficient on the offensive end. But I'm with you guys. I'm going to lean under just because he's not always looking for his shot. He's being such a great teammate. He's focusing on his defense. Slight lean under.
All right, let's talk about our favorite prop over for game three of the NBA Finals. Larry, I feel like if the Spurs are going to win, obviously it can't just be Wemby. A couple of other players have to step up. And in my opinion, one of those players that can and should step up is Dylan Harper. Your thoughts?
Yeah, they started to unleash him in game two. See, it gave him 32 minutes. He sparked the comeback in the fourth quarter. This is the guy the Knicks have the hardest time defending in terms of his drives to the hoops. Because he's so strong, because he's so quick, this is a kid that went to Rutgers, only 20 years old, grew up a Knicks fan. I think he's going to have a huge showing at the Garden. I won't be shocked if he gets 35 minutes. He has cleared his points, rebounds, and assists in four straight playoff games now. This is a superstar in the making. I'm over on Dylan Harper, PRA.
I like Karl Anthony Towns over 15.5 rebounds and assists total. You know, he's averaging 12.2 rebounds against Jared Allen and Victor Wembanyama in the last two series. He's had at least 13 boards in four of those six games. He's had four assists as well against Wemby and the Spurs. He's playing like a leader who just wants to win. Other guys can score. Towns hasn't had to, and I think he keeps it up. Over 15.5 rebounds assists being that veteran leader.
I like Devin Vassell over 4.5 rebounds. He has played a lot. He's played at least 36 minutes in both games of the series. He's averaging 34 minutes per game in the playoffs, which is up from 31 minutes a night during the regular season. And with him playing more, he's grabbed at least 5 rebounds in 7 of the last 10 games. And that includes 9 in each of the first two games of this series. So I like him to go over 4.5 rebounds.
All right, let's talk about a favorite prop under Adam Thompson. You lead off with Josh Hart.
Josh Hart, under 23.5 points, rebounds, and assists. Look, we know Josh Hart can score because he averaged 12 points a game during the regular season, but 0-3 in the two games here. And the Knicks have won both games anyway because he's being a rebounder. He's being, you know, he's getting assists. He's even getting some steals. He doesn't need to be that scorer. And like we've mentioned kind of in the past here, this is a veteran-laden team. They're doing what it takes to win. They are eschewing their own personal, Me Too stats. Jalen Brunson a little bit, can't go either way with that. But, they're putting Wemby on him at times too. So Wemby can kind of roam a little bit more and be in the paint. And that's limiting Hart's points as well. So, rebounds and assists, I think he's still going to get his, but is he going to get 20 rebounds and assists? He had 15 in game one, only 6 in game two. So I'm leaning under on Josh Hart's PRA.
I'll go with Victor Wembanyama under 14.5 rebounds and assists. He had 14 combined in game one, 11 in game two. He has grabbed 10 or fewer rebounds in 6 of his last 7 games. He has 5 straight games with 2 or fewer assists. The Knicks are a big, very good rebounding team. I don't think he's going to have a ton of opportunities for assists, so I'll go under 14.5 rebounds and assists.
And Stephon Castle says he's fine after landing on Mikal Bridges' foot and tweaking his ankle in the fourth quarter. But his minutes went down at the expense of Dylan Harper. He shot 5 out of 14, and he had a big role in the key turnover that lost game two. So I don't think Stephon Castle is getting benched or anything. He's still going to be the starting point guard. But I think when it comes down to it in the fourth quarter, his minutes are going to go down because he's not the same kind of shooter that De'Aaron Fox is. So I'm going to go under on Stephon Castle, points, rebounds, and assists.
Very sharp plays, as usual, from Mike Barner, Larry Hartstein, and Adam Thompson. Gentlemen, thank you very much, and enjoy game 3 tonight. I guess we'll probably be hearing from them for game 4 pretty soon on the Early Edge. But later.